Thank you, Steve. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. And our friend Kurt Wagner is here. He is the owner and proprietor of TVShowPatrol.com, your one-stop shopping headquarters for all things television. Kurt, Wendy and I discussed this at great lengths at the beginning of the show the other day. Chuck Barris, the host of The Gong Show, had passed away. And although he'll always be known for that primarily, he was also one of the driving forces in some of your classic television game shows, everything from the Newlywed Game to the Dating Game to the $1.98 Beauty Contest. He was the brains behind all that. You never got a chance to meet him or talk to him or interview him, did you?
No, but I used to watch The Gong Show religiously.
Wasn't it great?
It was great.
Really good.
It was so weird. And like now I go back and watch clips from that.
Yeah.
When they announced that they were going to have a reboot of The Gong Show, I went back and watched clips from the old show. I was like, wow, yeah. I really loved this back then.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre, though.
They made a movie out of it for a little while. The Gong Show movie came out, and it didn't do real well at the box office, but it was some of their stranger acts or things that got cut out of their regular show. But there weren't a whole lot of guys like him. He was one of those old-era TV guys, you know, those wheeler-dealer producer types who never was supposed to be a TV star, but because he was so awkward on camera, he became a TV star.
Yeah, I was wondering, I've never heard, but I wonder if there's a good story behind how he ended up being the host of that show.
I would love to hear it because I don't know how he did, but he did, we were talking about all the tics that he had, all the clapping and the words that he would use over and over, and he didn't know where to look.
Right. And but you know, it seemed like he got more of those as that show went on.
Yeah.
I think some of those were intentional.
Do you? Yeah.
Because he just got weirder and weirder as the show did. But he got more comfortable.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So we know that there's a new version of The Gong Show coming back. It's Will Arnett who's producing it, but we still don't have a host and we don't have an air date yet.
Why isn't Will Arnett just doing it? He'd be great at it.
He would be good. He would be.
I don't know.
He doesn't need to.
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything else besides that they're doing it.
All right.
Yeah, no start date or anything. It was rumored a while ago and then there was like nothing more about that.
Yeah, right. So whatever it's on, I want to see it. I can't wait to see it. Now, I have to ask you this. Earlier today, you know, on the Today Show, Kathy Lee Gifford is usually on with Hoda, right?
Mm. They really drink.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that.
They drink a lot. They don't just have a sip. They just keep
Why
drinking.
Speaking of
very loose hosts.
Right. There's your loosest of hosts. All right. So here's what I noticed. Hoda's gone because she just adopted a child, so she's taking some time off to take care of the baby. And they've had a myriad of guest hosts, and today it was Kathy Lee's old partner, Regis Philbin, sitting in.
Oh, fun.
Now,
how'd that go?
The magic of that was I didn't get to see it. It was on behind us, but I couldn't really focus because of the show. But those guys didn't really seem to get along at all during the taping of their shows. However, they have reunited a couple times. But then off camera, I'm hearing that he and what's her name? The last host.
Kelly Ripa.
That she won't even return his phone calls, that he wants to come and sit in every once in a while, and she wants nothing to do with him at all. How could that be?
He's Regis.
Well,
he's
remember Regis. How upset Kelly Ripa got about
Strahan
leaving and
Michael?
Her not being told?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a...
But that had nothing to do with Regis.
No, I know, but I mean, I'm wondering if there's something to do with her.
You know, he's
maybe she's the one who's not that easy to get along
with. She's difficult.
With.
Because he's logged more hours on television than anybody else in history.
Oh, yeah. And he's done tons of different things, right? I mean, that wasn't even his first.
Oh, no. He was an announcer years and years ago on various shows. Yeah.
Where's Gelman?
He's still producing the show.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's still there.
They still mention him, yeah. But that's interesting. I wonder if it's... I don't know. I wonder if... Who knows?
A year ago, when Michael Strahan left, they said, we'll get a co-host. We'll plug in a co-host. It'll be business as usual. Now we're like a year later and there's still no co-host.
They're still doing the weekly.
Yeah.
Oh, they are still doing it?
I still don't know who's going to take the job.
I don't have time to watch TV in the morning. First of all, I'm on the air.
Right.
Second of all, I'm busy in the morning. You know, I don't know how people have time to watch that. Yeah. I guess DVRs, Wendy. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and sometimes they repeat them later in the day, but I don't really watch any of that stuff either.
I loved when it was Regis and Kathy Lee because you could tell there was friction. They were always very uncomfortable together, and I think that made for a better, more interesting show.
Right, well, you never knew what reaction.
Yeah.
Really not get along?
I don't think they did.
Or was some of that an act, too?
I don't think they did.
That would suck, though. I mean, you're with someone. I'm with you more than I am my own family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do, you know, do I give you high blood pressure?
Yeah. I get pretty high blood pressure. Yeah.
I mean, do you two have things that irritate?
Yeah. I mean,
oh, God.
Each other.
You want to see the list?
But, you know, part of it, too, is, you know, we don't hang out together,
right.
And we save a lot of it. Like, I come in at the start of the show because I don't like to talk to you before we get on the air because we waste stuff.
Right.
Or
so,
after you get off the air.
Right.
No,
or during
much,
the show.
Yeah,
no talking.
That's why you always have guests, right? So right. You two don't have to talk to
We talk to each other through you. Tell
Kurt,
Wendy
you
I
tell
like
Bill?
Her shirt.
Right, Kevin's well, doing a lot of that. Probably,
a lot of
nobody's
that.
Nobody's here.
A lot of it.
That would honestly really suck, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
And how many years were they together?
They were together for a long time,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. Forever.
But I guess watching that show, I never necessarily noticed that they were completely cold with each other.
Like in their eyes, like he liked to tell stories about how he and his wife would go to some Broadway play the night before. And you could just see it in her eyes, like, oh, God, again with the Broadway plays. And then she'd talk about her kids, and you could see it in his eyes. It's like, oh, good, more stories about the kids. Oh, great.
Who knows? Maybe that was just for fun.
Maybe. But that's why I loved watching it. It's
right.
Like, I don't think these guys get along at all. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's more with Kurt Wagner. Do you have any questions for Kurt? Any questions or comments about your favorite television shows? He's here to answer them for you, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, we're talking with Kurt Wagner, TVShowPatrol.com. You like to take phone calls from the listeners, so let's hop to it, shall we?
Shall we? Let's do it.
All right, Crystal has called. Hi, Crystal. This is Kurt Wagner. You can go to his website, TVShowPatrol.com, and you have a question?
Yes, I do. When training day started on TV, the new series, and then I realized that the lead character, who I really liked and actually makes the show, Bill Paxton passed away. He was the one who died after the heart surgery, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and I was wondering, what are they going to do with that show then?
They're moving it to Saturdays to finish out the season, and then I don't think they're recasting or anything. I think it's just done.
Oh.
Yeah, I was afraid of that because he, you know, I didn't see how they could replace him, really.
Right.
So that's a shame.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you very much. And I don't know if you saw on the episode, the week he had passed away, they did a very nice tribute at the very beginning of the episode to him. That's tough when you got a show rolling and the guy who's your number one star.
I think they had filmed the first season.
Oh, have they?
I think they had completely filmed it.
Yeah.
But it was a shorter run, I think. But he was a great guy. I mean, he'd been in a lot of things.
Such a good actor. That's rough. Bernadine is on the line. She also has a question for you, Kurt. Go ahead, Bernadine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. And, you know, it's an old show, Castle, and it was such a good show. But, you know, you don't see any of the actors or actresses on anything anymore. I just wondered if you know, Kurt, whether they're on anything?
I've seen them guest starring on different shows, but I have
Is
not.
Is Castle Nathan Fillion?
Yeah.
Because he's on Modern Family now in a reoccurring role. He plays news guy that the oldest daughter is dating.
And
not
then
every
he,
week.
But then he guest starred in that thing on Netflix, Santa Clarita Diet, the
oh,
Drew
right.
Barrymore
oh, yeah.
zombie
right.
comedy.
I kind of like that.
But I don't know. But anyway, thanks a lot.
Yep.
And I, you know what? I just enjoy you guys so much.
Oh, Bernadine, you're so nice. Have a great weekend. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the phone
you
call.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
You got called honey.
Yeah,
honey.
She slipped in the honey. Did you get that? Yep.
815 says, can you please ask Kurt about Trial and Error? So wrong, yet so funny. Hope it is doing well. Thanks. Love you guys.
Yeah, it just started, I think, maybe second or third
Stacey
episode.
Stacey Keach?
No. Trial and Error has...
John Lithgow.
And he plays this guy who is suspected of killing his wife.
Yeah.
But... And he if he didn't do it, he claims he didn't do it, but then he does all these things that make everybody think that he's a heartless killer, and then he did do it. And it's slowly being revealed, like, all the stuff from his back, like his former wife died in the same way.
Oh.
And you know, it's just really so bizarre and
so
weird.
It's a parody of something, but I can't
it's
figure out...
It's a parody of the show, of the crime, the true crime...
Like the
O.J. Simpson things.
Type?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks good. The previews look really good.
It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
but the, you know, they talk to the camera. It's like a camera crew there and everything. So it's like those. And what was that thing on Netflix about the guy in Wisconsin? It's like those shows.
Making of a Murder.
So it's parodying those shows. But John Lithgow is hilarious.
Yeah, he can be very funny, can't he? He's a great dramatic actor.
And his character is so clueless. Or is he?
Yeah.
You know, or is he a calculating?
So you're killer? Liking that show. That's
yeah,
a good show.
It's funny.
All right. Let's talk to Matt. Matt also has a question for you, Kurt. Go ahead, Matt. What was your question?
Maybe Pat. Okay.
Oh, Matt. I'm sorry,
oh, hi, Pat.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no. You know, there was a series, I think, on AMC for the last couple of seasons about the American Revolutionary War and the first spies for Washington, General Washington. It was called Turn. And then all of a sudden it disappeared. Do you have any knowledge about that?
I think it's coming back for a final season, but I'm not sure when that's happening.
Yeah, but it ended, you know, and then all the bad guys, we don't know what happened to the bad guys and the good guys. I mean, it's just the last episode for the season, I'm like, wait a second, what happened here? So, you know, didn't know.
Yeah, it's coming back for a fourth and final season, but they have not set a date yet.
So just keep your ears open, okay. Matt. You'll find out soon. All right?
Thanks so much.
All right, take care.
Keep your ears open.
Yeah, keep your ears open because it's radio. If it was TV, I'd say keep your eyes open. The show The Leftovers on HBO, I've been seeing ads for the season premiere of that. Now, I liked the first season a lot, but somehow just kind of lost track of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they just announced in the previews for it, final season, that's the end of Leftovers.
Yeah, and I think that maybe starts in April.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. That and it's the third and final season, I think.
Yeah.
I have a question. On Fox, The Mick, Caitlin Olsen, one of the funniest yet raunchiest shows ever. Has that been renewed?
Yeah. That was renewed in February.
Love that show.
Almost immediately.
A second season,
as soon as it came out.
Yeah.
We also find out that...
Have I ever told you, you can see her in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah, I've watched that for years.
Okay.
But I like this better. The Mick is better, in my opinion.
She's very funny. Life in Pieces has been renewed. We just got word of that, right? On CBS, the comedy.
Has it?
Yeah, you seem shocked, but you gave me the note that says it's been renewed. So I'm hoping.
No, I thought that was one that hadn't been renewed yet.
It says here, Life in Pieces and Mom will both be back.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, yes. That's all right.
Sorry. Is someone else writing your notes for you?
Yeah. CBS announced a slew of shows that are coming that got early renewals, which isn't surprising for CBS. I think it's more surprising when a CBS show doesn't come back.
The pacing on Life in Pieces is phenomenal. It's every week. It's four segments. They focus on different characters.
Parts of the family. Yeah.
And I haven't seen a bad episode yet. I've been watching it for 2 years. Okay. Really enjoy it.
Everybody only on two more Walking Deads.
For the season, yeah.
Oh, no. And I heard there were some big deaths this last week.
This past week, but before all is said and done. They're showing what's coming.
Okay. Yeah, but you know what I hate about that? We know of someone who could be knocking at death's door who is signed to star in another series.
Right.
And that ruins it for people.
Yeah, that's kind of an unfair advantage when you know that one of the stars has a new show coming up. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Kurt, thank you so much. For everybody who called or texted and whose answers were not answered here on the show, you've been kind enough in the past to answer them off air. Will that stick?
Yeah, they can get me on Facebook or just email me from my website, tvshowpatrol.com.
tvshowpatrol.com. Thank you, Kurt. Have a great
and
weekend.
Everybody stay tuned because there's going to be a fun guest next.
Oh yeah. We're star-studded today, including
Ross Marquand
yourself.
From Walking Dead.
He's great.
In studio. Yeah. I can't wait to meet him.
I'm going
to
bite him.
Wendy will bite them. Just if you have an office pool, it's a 30-minute interview. So start deciding when in the 30 minutes Wendy bites our guest. That's coming up next. It's Phil and Wendy, WGN.